Your Bibles, and we'll go as far as we can. We'll see what God has for us. Leviticus chapter number 10, Leviticus chapter number 10, and you read through your Bible every year. This is the most fun book to read. And everybody said, preacher, please, amen, the Levitical laws and all that, but it's in the Bible, amen. But the Lord interjects an account. I don't want to say a story, because sometimes stories mean, well, is it true or not? This is an account. This is something that happened. And this is a hard message for a preacher to preach. But yet, we're going to do our best to follow the Spirit of God. Probably three or four times I've used this text over the years. And just want to be obedient. Leviticus chapter 10, look at verse number 1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense therein and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them. Who did the fire of God devour? Nadab and Abihu. He burnt them up and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Now Moses reminded Aaron, he said, you know, in this place God is sanctified, not man. That's what he's saying. God is glorified, not man. And I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to do it God's way, or God's not going to accept it. Amen. It's going to be God's way, or it's no way. Right. And we can remember that and make reference to that in our own lives. We do it contrary to God's way. It'll never work.
That's right.
It'll never work.
Amen.
You try to be a Christian your own way, you'll be miserable. You try to live for God your way, you'll be miserable.
Amen.
A lot of people are working off feelings. Well, I feel saved today, so, man, I feel good. I'm going to serve God. And tomorrow, you have a problem. So what do? We have problems. We don't serve God. We don't show up. We don't do. And, folks, that's not the right way. Nothing will be accomplished in your life unless we do it God's way.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Things what? The necessities of life will be added to you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't seek first the other things. Seek Him first. A lot of people have their priorities out of order. And they live a vicious cycle. That's right. They live a vicious cycle of never-ending turmoil and always stress. And I understand all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But however, the contentment that only comes from God and the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, is never there because our priorities are out of order. God help me. Well, verse number 5, and Moses called Michal and Elzaphan and the sons of Uziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. Not only did God kill them, but He took them out of the camp. He took them away. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar, his sons, uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die. In other words, he said, I don't even want you mourning for them. You understand covering your head and rending your clothes is acts of mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. He said, I don't want you to mourn for them. We don't like to see that side of God, do we? He said, you're not going to have a funeral. He said, ain't nobody going to cry over them. He said, God did this. Man, that's strong.
Yeah.
That's stout.
That's right.
That's something else.
Amen.
And in verse 7, you shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation lest you die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you, And they did according to the word of Moses. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Do ye drink wine? Do not drink wine or strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. Amen. See, it's very important to God that you separate. Another word is that is hated in our day, but God is a God that teaches separation of holy and unholy. Amen. Clean and unclean. Now may the Lord add His blessings. I'm preaching today on the thought of strange fire. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, the Bible said they offered strange fire. We're going to get to that here in a moment. And this is a message that any pastor, including myself, hates to preach. It's a fearful truth. Get a hold of that. This passage is a very fearful truth. Most people misunderstand it. Most people don't think it's even a characteristic of God. Well, I give you one account that it is. I'm thankful God is holy and His love and His mercy and His kindness and forgiveness, but He's also a God of wrath and judgment. People don't like to see that side of God. As a matter of fact, I don't believe God likes to show that side, but He will when His holiness is challenged. Get a hold of that. When what He deems as holy is treated unholy, God takes offense. He is offended by that. And folks, in our day, the Bible tells us not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. In other words, don't offend Him. Amen. Don't go against the Word and don't speak out against the Son. S-O-N. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you've been sealed until the day of redemption. So it's a very hard subject. It's a subject that most preachers have shied away from, me included. I've used this text a few times over the years, but if you've been here in length of time, you've never heard. If you just got here a year ago, you've not heard me preach this. So the text is one instant in the Bible where people face physical death due to their rebellion against God. There's other instances, and we'll run over them, but we won't preach them. You remember when Korah, Dathan, and Abiram rose up against Moses, and God opened the earth and swallowed Korah and his followers. God killed them. Acts chapter number 5, Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit, and God killed them. Folks, even Paul dealt with it in the church of Corinth. Many, many partook of the Lord's Supper unworthily or with sin in their life, and many were sick, and some died because of that. What happened? God killed them. Again, I know it's going to be a quiet message today, but the facts remain. These are biblical accounts, and we could give even more. The whole generation of Moses, outside of 8 people, God took them out because they rebelled against the message of Noah. God destroyed every living creature. Because the wickedness of man was great upon the earth. What God had created as holy, men began to treat unholy. And God had enough, but He had grace and mercy. Noah preached 120 years, but man still rejected that. So it's a serious matter to tamper in a wrong way with the holy things of a holy God. When God lays our orders for something to be in a certain way, that's exactly the way it should be done. Amen and amen. Let me give you about 4 or 5 things quickly about this text or about this subject. Now, strange fire. What are some definitions of a strange fire? Well, let me give them to you. Strange fire, unauthorized fire, something God hadn't put His approval on. That's pretty good. Nadab and Abihu offered strange fire. God hadn't authorized, and I'm getting to that too. God hadn't authorized them to do that. Schofield said it like this, and no, I don't agree with everything he says, nor he would me, but I like this. Schofield called it using worldly means to kindle devotion and praise. We're seeing that in this day. Using worldly means to kindle a devotion and praise. They come in form of praise teams and spiritual dancers and smoke and lights and beating and hey, that is strange fire. Amen. Preacher, I don't like that. Well, I call it strange fire. Amen. Strange fire is fleshly hype rather than God dependence. Fleshly hype rather than God dependence. There's a lot of strange fire in our churches today. Strange doctrine, strange practices, even strange thinking. Strange fire. God help us here at Bible Baptist Church not to offer strange fire. Strange fire disregards the Word of God. Strange fire disregards the Word of God and does it its own way. I repeat this, and I say it over and over in messages. Remember, the Bible is a book of do's, don'ts, principles, illustrations of truth. If it's fire you produce yourself rather than fire off of God's altar. Now, I want to notice Nadab and Abihu. How were they wrong? What were they wrong in? What was the big deal, Lord, that you would send fire and burn them to death? What's the big deal, Lord? Number one, it was not their job to handle the incense. Only the high priest was to do that. Romans 13, 1 and 2, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Nadab and Abihu was in the wrong position. They put themselves in a place that God didn't put them. Get a hold of that. Don't put yourself in a place God didn't put you. Amen. Find out, men, women, find out, where is my position in the home? Where is my position in the family? Where is my position at the church? And don't get out of that. Amen. They had wrong position. Then they used wrong procedures or wrong means. They used their own instruments rather than the censers of the high priest. All vessels of the tabernacle were anointed vessels. Exodus chapter 40, verse number 9, and thou shalt take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that is therein, and shalt hallow it and all the vessels thereof, and it shall be holy. Hey, they used the wrong procedure. They was in the wrong position. Then the period of time was wrong. Only the yearly Day of Atonement could the high priest take incense into the holies of holies and had to observe certain rituals then. They just did their own thing, their own way, and expected God to keep His mouth shut. They did their own thing at their own time, their own way, and put themselves in a position they were not supposed to be in, and said and actually thought God was going to be all right. He wasn't all right. He wasn't all right. Church, by example, by application here, don't do it your way. I can't do it my way. We got to do it God's way. We have to do it the way the Word of God says. Churches are out of order today because the pastor is answering to the congregation. And when the pastor has not been able to be the leader, now he's not happened here. I thank God. We got wonderful people here. When I'm saying this, don't say, hey, this is the greatest church I've ever been a part of. It's biblically in order. We work together. Amen. But when we get out of order, come on. Amen. See, we get out of order, people begin to want it their way. No, I got a better way. You're not in the position to give that. God has order for that. Amen. Then we get all in a tizzy. And then God is no way think, well, God don't care. God does. They had wrong position. They had wrong procedure. They had the wrong period of time. Then they had wrong authority. They never consulted with their leadership. Moses or the high priest, Aaron, which was their own father. They never consulted. They just did it. They just did it. And God said, uh-uh. Do you notice? God didn't go by and ask anybody. He said, y'all know what I said. Just put it in old country terms. And y'all ever had your daddy rebuke you? Or your mama rebuke you? You know what the rules are. You know what I expect. You know what I said. And we do. But we still act like we shouldn't be getting chastened or corrected. Boy, it's quiet today. We do it our way. And ain't nobody supposed to say nothing. God knows my heart. He sure does. He knows you done it your way and not His way. Right. He knows you went about it doing your thing and not His thing. And it'll get us in trouble.
That's right.
So we see some definitions. Then we see these examples of Nadab and Abihu, how they were in the place they were not authorized to be and to do. We see definitions. Now, number two, notice danger of strange fire. Three things, and they are in this order. Danger of strange fire. Three things. It grieves the Holy Spirit. I done quoted Ephesians 4:30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you've been sealed with the redemption. It hinders the church. Folks, when the true fire of God comes, positive things happen. Look at Acts 2. The Holy Spirit of God came and indwelled the believers. Positive thing. The power, what? People got to getting saved.
Yeah.
Thousands got saved. And so strange fire, it grieves the Spirit. It hinders the church. And it will always bring failure. Again, the size of the congregation doesn't depict success or failure. The operation of God's ways are not depict success or failures. Folks, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I don't understand God. Well, I always understand God. No, you don't. Sometimes it's blind faith because He said it. God don't explain everything because He don't have to. Well, God's going to have to tell me why. No, He don't. Tell me when the Creator has to tell the created what He's doing. See, that's where we got it all wrong. God, you owe me. No, no, no. God don't owe you anything.
Right.
Well, you're going to tell. No, don't do that.
Right.
His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Matter of fact, if you can figure God out, your God's little.
Amen.
If you can figure God out, well, I know all God's doing. No, you don't. Sometimes as we ask our parents, they tell us why. Sometimes they'll say, trust me, because that's the way I want it. You'll understand it later. And that's it. You know what? Just like Job, God never explained anything to Job. Nothing did He explain to him. You and I see it because we have a word on it. But Job didn't have a word on it. God didn't say, come here, Job, I'm going to give you a heads up about what me and the devil's going to do. That never happened. He never did say, hey, Job never did say, Lord, you're going to have to come here. Come here a minute, Lord. Splat. No, it was happening. And all Job would say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He didn't explain it. He didn't understand it all. By the grace of God, he walked in his valley. He walked in his storm and he walked through the temptation of his flesh. And by the grace of God, he got through it, even though he had friends putting him down. Friends turned their back on him. He stayed with God. Even though he cursed the day he was born, God turned it all around.
Amen. That's right.
You don't understand it, folks. Don't get mad at God. This too shall pass.
Amen.
This too shall pass. We see the denial of strange fire. How can we know the difference? Because folks, in this day, it's hard to tell the difference. Folks, not everybody is in churches or involved in things religious that is strange fire. Do they even understand it? So we don't go around kicking everybody. Had we not been taught the truth, we wouldn't understand it either. Not everything behind pulpits is teaching truth. Not everybody in Sunday school classes is teaching truth. Well, how can we know? True fire never contradicts the Word of God.
Amen.
True fire never causes confusion. True fire is never controlled by the flesh. Get a hold of that. True fire never contradicts the Word of God. It never causes confusion. And it's never controlled by the flesh. Now, folks, this church is headed now toward 29 years. But most of us was in church before this church ever existed. We was in church before this church. We ever thought that this church would ever be born. We've seen things. And I've always seen things that some of it was real and some it was not. Some that was true fire, some was strange fire.
Right.
Folks, I don't believe true fire destroys God's property.
Right.
And I've seen that happen. I don't believe true fire brings confusion. Now, if someone there is lost may not understand it, but I'm talking about the people of God. Come on.
Amen.
That's right. True fire, hey, around here has never scared a child.
Amen.
But I've been through some services where strange fire did.
Absolutely.
I've had young people. After Sunday school, little kids, they're grown up now. Man, it was strange fire going on. And they came running out to me after Sunday school, scared to death. This was several years ago in this building. And I had to try to explain the best I could. And stay calm and not want to go get a cat of nine tails. And but I've seen God move. People shout. People praise God. People bawl into the altar. And kids sit there, either color or asleep. You stay in this thing a while, you'll be able to tell. You'd be able to tell the difference between real fire and strange fire. The destruction of strange fire. How in the world do we kill it? Well, number one, don't fan it. Don't fan it. Now, folks, I don't want anybody to get mad at me, but I can't help it. But our choir sung at a church one time, and this individual that was not qualified, that's all I'm going to say, took 25 minutes of God's time She wasn't qualified to do it. She went beyond testifying. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. Poor woman wouldn't stop looking at me. And the pastor got up and said, some of y'all don't know what's real. And I thought to myself, some of us sure don't. Don't get upset at me because I'm not shouting over something that ain't real. That's not biblically right. You ain't getting an amen out of me. You ain't getting a hallelujah out of me. I ain't going to disrupt the service, but I'm going to sit there and keep my mouth shut. Because when the Holy Spirit of God's grieved, it contradicts the Word of God. I don't care how loud it is or how much it sounds. Well, that sounds pretty close. Hey, it's out of order. It's out of order. I ain't talking about, we didn't go to some strange, we went to an independent fundamental Bible believing Baptist church, KJV. Oh, we went to just like we are, and it was out of order. Well, you just judge it. No, I'm not. It's the Word of God. I told y'all, some of y'all ain't going to like this. But I got an obligation. There ain't no sense me preaching it than taking places and act like I agree with it. But two preachers got up and rebuked us. Rebuked us. Because we wasn't shouting it down. Can't. I can't do it. It contradicts the Word of God and it grieves the Spirit of God that lives within me. I can't do it. Now, I'm not going to go get up and rebuke and throw a wrench in it. I'm not going to do that. I'm not the authority there. I took my place. We sung our songs. The man it preached was great. But that portion I couldn't get behind. I couldn't get behind it. Because it wasn't biblical. It wasn't scriptural. It was strange fire. It was strange fire. We're preaching how don't fan it, don't fool with it, flood it with water. That's the word. Only way you can put out strange fire is with the Word of God. Amen. Drown it with the truth. Drown it with God's Word. That's the only way you can do it. It's the only way you can do it. The only way you put out strange fire is preach the Word. Preach the Word. Do what it says. And those that rather have strange fire will eventually go burn somewhere else. They'll go burn somewhere else. Preacher, you think you're right about everything. No, no, no. I don't know everything by far. But what I know, I know. What we know. And folks, just to go along to get along is not an option. It wasn't in this text. God said, no, I don't care if they meant well. I don't care what their reason is. They went totally against my word. And he burned them. Preacher, I thought God was this. He is all of that. But he takes his word serious. He takes his word in my life and in your life very serious. Very serious. Lord, help me. Let's all stand. Courtney's coming. Heads are bowed, knives are closed. Church, I love you dearly. Thank God for you. The altar's open. Heads are bowed, knives are closed.